Okay, so let me play devil's advocate here, because I mean I concede the argument on cost and on competition and programming at another school. I mean, let's just say I concede all of that. There are still people over at the state that say Eugene White doesn't want to play ball. And I mean, like, where is this coming from?
I think Eugene White doesn't want to be the ball. You know, Eugene White doesn't want to be kicked around. Eugene White doesn't want to be dogged. Eugene White feels that in the last 6 years, we've had tremendous progress in IPS. So much so that we deserve to have some type of recognition for that. Because as a matter of fact, the state used the letter of the law to take Arlington and Howell from us. Because if you just deal with the high school score, those schools wouldn't be taken away, okay?
Their communities too.
Yeah, their community schools, right. But we co-mingle the junior high schools. So we had just used what the other schools in the state used. We would have only lost two schools. But Eugene White will not get over that, okay? People need to know that. That hurt me because we lost some kids we were making progress with. But I'm going to do everything I can to work with Dr. Bennett and the state to get this thing done. I'm saying that when they came up with this brilliant idea to take over schools, no one sat down and say, what's the ramification to take over school? What about the E-rate? How does a for-profit entity deal with a federal type of subsidy? No one talked about that. No one talked about the liability of what happens when you get this school. We talked about what, in the law, what IPS would do, provide transportation and those type of things. But, you know, if you're getting money based on the ADM to educate the child, then everything you do with your ADM-generated tuition money, we got to do the same thing for our schools. We will not support your program with our ADM money. So you have to run your program. And so if I decide that I got to take my programs with me, then it's not Eugene White not playing ball. It's other people not understanding what the law says. And I don't think that's my problem. I think that's an interpretation problem. Mm-hmm. But I've been around 40 years. I've been administrator for 30-some years, and I've been a superintendent now for, about 18, 19 years. I think I know what I'm doing. And I do know that people haven't put enough thought into this major takeover. A better option would have been the lead partner option for all of these schools. But if we're going to go with this major takeover, then everybody's going to have to be accountable for their piece. And you can't be making promises that you can't deliver.